Well, you came over here last year as a free agent, and now going through another offseason, there's a completely different coaching staff, a new head coach, a new defensive coordinator, a new scheme. Has any of that been tough for you personally to go through a new scenario for the second year in a row?
I mean, there's challenges, obviously, but I think it's always easier when you have the same guys in the room. So yeah. Coming in and learning everyone, a bunch of new faces when you come into a team is one of the hardest things, and trying to memorize guys' names and just get to know them. Now that I have that relationship with the guys, you know, talking ball is a lot of fun, and getting down to the nitty-gritty of the playbook and everything like that, you know, that's not as challenging as some might think.
Yeah. So with Matt Eberflus now as the defensive coordinator, what are your thoughts on him and your early impressions of the 4-3?
I think it's great. I think it'll be good for us. I think we've got a lot of guys who fit that scheme well, and looking forward to seeing how it develops for us.
Has he given you any idea of where he might use you? Because you are a very flexible, versatile piece out there.
Yeah, wherever they want me. That's kind of my thing, and that's how I've been able to stick around, is I can do a little bit of everything and whatever the team needs. So wherever they want me to be, I'll be.
So that's a very healthy mindset to have. But you, like I said, a very flexible guy in terms of what you can do from a skill set standpoint. Do you have anything out there that you prefer to, you know, preference one spot over another going forward?
No, as long as we're winning games. That's you know, why I came here, because the Colts have won games and they know how to win games. So unfortunately, last year didn't go the way we wanted to, but we're trying to get back on track.
You know, like you said, a lot of personnel, individual guys are back this year mm-hmm. that were here last year. How much are you guys looking forward to a breath of fresh air, a new defensive coordinator, a new scheme collectively, so you guys can prove that you're better than the results that you showed last year?
Yeah, last year didn't go the way anybody wanted to. And it was a tough year, and I was proud of the guys, how we fought every game, even though the record wasn't showing up the way we wanted it to. And that says a lot about the group of guys we got here, and it shows that, you know, we're here to work and we're here to put in the time, and I think it'll pay off this year.
Another guy that's a holdover, Robert Mathis. He's now still an assistant coach on this new staff. Do you continue to learn from him and just – enjoy his presence and what he can add to your game by just being around him?
Yeah, I think you'd be dumb not to learn from him. He's one of the best who have ever done it. And to have him, you know, in the building day in and day out, and that's someone you could pick his brain a little bit and see how he played the game or what he thought in certain situations, that's something very vital that we have to utilize.